But we want to talk about that last one, the big one, the Astros down in the World Series. Is joining us now on the ticket hotline is the Ryan Express, the Hall of Fame pitcher and currently an executive advisor to the owner of the Houston Astros, Nolan Ryan. Good morning, Nolan.
Well, I guess it's a good morning for some people.
Yeah, not Astros fans.
Not Astros fans. I have to admit I'm a little depressed about being down 2-0.
Imagine.
Yeah, this is not what anyone expected. You guys are heavy favorites.
Oh, as a matter of fact, this morning I'm so depressed I'm doing something very uncharacteristic.
What's that?
I'm sitting here eating a gallon jug of ice cream to kind of soothe myself a little bit.
Wow.
You know, not my usual breakfast, but
yeah.
But it's made from ostrich milk, if that means anything to you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's ostrich milk that I harvested myself by running down an ostrich and then kind of me too and its teats until white gold shot out of them.
Nolan.
Well, man, what's happened to your Astros?
Also just fixed a batch of ocelot taquitos and aardvark junk pancake potatoes.
You do hunt most of your own food, don't you?
That's right. Thank you for saying that, George.
That was Craig.
I can't keep you two apart.
Yeah, that's all right.
So, as I was saying, what happened to your Astros? What's going on in this series?
Well, Craig, you know what? I mean, I don't know what's exactly happening, but I want to make sure that the Astros fans, that they make sure they keep their spirits up, because we're not going to let Washington dictate whether or not a Texas team is going to win the World Series.
There you go.
That's right, by God. We're going to drain this swamp. I'm determined we're gonna claw our way back in this series and we're gonna win this thing. And I know a lot of the Ranger fans from the Ranger organization. they're all getting happy about us not doing so well but you know, I mean, we finished 29 games ahead of y'all this year.
That is true.
So, it's pretty punk ass for them to be talking trash to a team that finished 29 games ahead of them and is actually in the World Series.
Yeah, it's not a bad point.
You know, so we're there, unlike that punk ass John Daniels.
Well, you still hold a grudge, don't you?
You damn straight I hold a grudge. You know, John Daniels, when I worked there at the Rangers, Oregon Land, he'd come riding up there in his Lightning McQueen car every day trying to tell me how to run a baseball team.
Yeah, nobody tells Nolan that.
Nobody tells me how to do that. And that, you know, the only baseball he ever experienced in his life was getting hit upside the head with a bat when he sassed his mama. So. He didn't know nothing. So, but I got a plan to get back in this series and to bring home that World Series title to the Astros fan. I got my eye on a new pitcher.
Really?
Whoa.
He's a veteran with a lot of experience, and he's thrown about 7 no-hitters. He's a career strikeout leader. He's one badass 75-year-old man.
No way.
Nolan Adolph Ryan's going to take the mound.
You're coming back.
That's not your middle name.
I'm coming back. I just got a few days here to get myself in shape.
Yeah.
Because we're running out of time fast.
Yeah.
And I'm not only going to return to the mound, I'm also hiring a new young pitcher that's really going to surprise everyone.
Who's that?
It's one of the Snow Monkeys.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
You know,
well, I bet he's got a good fastball.
Well, that's the thing. I wouldn't think a Snow Monkey could play baseball, but a couple weeks back, one of them hit Ruth with a chunk of limestone at about 400 yards.
Wow, oh, what an arm.
And that perked me up pretty good. And, so I go and I found him, and I started working with him and, you know, trying to harness the power of the Snow Monkey. And and now he can pitch about 210 miles per hour on the gun.
Wow.
Dang.
Then, you know, it's just control is the thing he's got to work on. Hey, we was working out a couple of days ago, and he pitched one at me and knocked a Southwest Jet off course. So, I mean, we got to get that thing under control. If we can, though, I think we got a real chance in this series, draining the swamp.
Yeah, draining the swamp, beating Washington. Swamp. Well, man, you guys got some work to do. You're down 2-0.
Well, we do, Craig, and we appreciate the support y'all give us, and and we're going to bring this title back to Texas, whether Ranger fans like it or not.
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck, Nolan.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning. There goes Nolan Ryan. 8:46 on the ticket. We got a bunch of college football issues to talk about with our insider, Brian Jones from CBS Sports, next.